Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with MentalToughnessBlog.com. Well, if you've been listening to this blog for any amount of time or been studying mental toughness, you know that mental toughness essentially is learning to control your thoughts and directing your thinking toward your own best interests. Thinking thoughts that serve your own best interests so you can get what you want. Well, I gotta reach out here for a second because and cross over a political boundary possibly. But here's a note to Washington, D.C., in other words. Get tough. Get mentally tough, guys. Grow up, get mentally tough, and start to compartmentalize all of these sex scandals. Sex scandals have been a part of politics since the beginning of politics, and they ain't going away anytime soon. And the latest one, of course, you know about is the governor of South Carolina, Mark Sanford, who seems like a pretty sharp guy, who did a stupid thing. But here's my question. Why is Washington in this guy's bedroom? I'm not saying what he did is right. I'm not saying what he did was ethical and all that. And I'm sure his wife is going to let him know that, and his family's going to probably let him know that. I don't think Washington needs to be scolding this guy, telling him that that he should resign, and all these politicians saying he should resign because the guy had an affair with someone in Argentina or wherever it was. Again, I'm not saying it's right. It's not mine to judge. Who are we, God? Is Washington now God telling people what they should and shouldn't be doing? This man is a governor. If he did something inappropriate as a governor in his job as a governor, let's punish him. But this is not about being a governor. So I don't understand why we're punishing this guy and telling a man to resign and putting all this pressure on him when it has nothing to do with his job. That's what compartmentalization is. It's the ability to put your thoughts in compartments, in mental compartments, and deal with one compartment at a time. People's thinking breaks down, and all of our thinking breaks down, when we become emotionally overwhelmed because we're trying to think in too many compartments at one time. So you have a task, you put it in a compartment, and you focus on the task. When you're done with the task, you put it back in the compartment, the box, you put it up on the shelf, and you deal with another compartment. Okay, Washington is trying to deal with all these different compartments. Now, again, if you want to make a moral issue out of this, obviously that's what America has done for a long time. I love America, but this is one of the dumbest things America does with politicians. You are never going to stop politicians from sex scandals. It's been going on from the beginning of time, and it's not going to stop. Again, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it's reality. Let's get out of their bedrooms and keep focusing on what they're doing in office. That's what we voted them in for. I mean, if you want to go down the list of names, I don't think I have to, but, you know, Bill Clinton, Newt Gingrich, these are just recent people. Mark Foley, John Edwards, Gary Hart for several years ago. 40 years ago, John F. Kennedy, who was one of the most appreciated, revered presidents in the history of the United States, and he's one of the most sexually scandalous people that ever held an office. But now we've forgotten that because it's been a while. So now he's a hero again. This up and down, this back and forth, this lack of compartmentalization that we have been doing for years in this country with politicians has got to stop. Because if these are the people we know about, if you went to Washington, and I've met a fair amount of politicians over the years as a speaker. And they're some of the smartest people I've ever met, to be quite honest with you. What they do in their personal lives, as long as they're not breaking the law, I could care less. I want them to govern the office they've been appointed to govern, just like you do. I'm suggesting that we stick to that we compartmentalize and we hold these people to their job. It's like if we went to Washington and uncovered every single person's sex life in Washington, Washington would be a dust bowl. There would be no one left. These are highly ambitious people. I'm not saying they're right about it. I'm saying it's going to happen no matter what. And Washington wouldn't exist. It'd be an empty place. There'd be six people left in town. We'd have no one to run the government. Here's my point of the whole rant, okay? We're in a war. Matter of fact, we're in two wars. We're in the worst economy in 50 years. I don't have to tell anyone listening to this blog that, but my point is, where all these things are going on and we're worried about the governor of South Carolina's love life, Is it me, or are we missing something from a critical thinking point of view? I suggest we compartmentalize. I think it's something that great performers have always done, and I think it's something the government needs to start practicing, and the mass media could actually jump on board and stop publicizing all this nonsense that's going on with these people outside of their jobs. Who cares? Let's get down to running the country, solving these major problems that we have, and let's move on with the business of the United States of America. That's my point of view. I'd like to hear your comments on this one. Obviously a controversial idea, but what we're doing, you guys, is not working. So something needs to change. If that's not critical thinking, if that's not compartmentalization, then I don't know what it is. So I appreciate you listening. I look forward to your comments. I'm Steve Siebel.